Trump supporters gather outside Mar-a-Lago after FBI raid. By Ethan Lettman on August 8, 2022. Supporters of former President Donald Trump are gathering outside of Mar-a-Lago after the former president announced that his home was raided by the FBI on Monday. Footage of the crowds arriving has been circulating on social media, showing supporters waving flags and honking horns in support of the 45th president. There are reports that local law enforcement, not the Secret Service that generally guards the property, are telling the gathering supporters to leave. However, one Twitter user claimed that Trump's supporters were still pouring in to show support for the former president despite police requests. The scenes of Trump diehards arriving to show support for the former president are reminiscent of when hundreds of people gathered outside of Walter Reed Hospital in October 2020 to show support for the then president, who was admitted after he tested positive for the coronavirus. The former president released a lengthy statement Monday evening that his Mar-a-Lago home was raided by the FBI. "These are dark times for our nation, as my beautiful home, Mar-a-Lago in Palm Beach, Florida, is currently under siege, raided, and occupied by a large group of FBI agents," Trump stated. "Nothing like this has ever happened to a president of the United States before." According to multiple mainstream media reports, the reason for the raid was that Trump allegedly brought classified information from the White House to Mar-a-Lago. Attorney Alan Dershowitz noted that the raid seemed to be misconduct. "The raid is supposed to be a last resort. But this administration has used the weaponization of the justice system against its political enemies," Dershowitz said. "This is improper, and this is misconduct." Kash Patel, a former top Trump administration official, said in an interview with Breitbart News's Christina Wong in May that the documents were already declassified by then-President Donald Trump, but the classification markings had not been updated. Trump was reportedly at Trump Tower in New York City when the raid occurred. You can follow Ethan Lettman on Twitter at @EthanLettman.